Exciting times as far as the Everest coming up, the TAB Everest on the weekend, an expected crowd of 49, and that weather prediction, apart from the wind that worries Laurie a little bit, gusts up to 30 k's an hour. It's going to be a beautiful day. Blue skies, sunshine, 27 degrees. Nature Strip has drawn barrier 12 last night. Spectacular scenes on the foreshores of Sydney Harbour, with the barrier draw conducted on the pylons of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And here's what Chris Waller had to say this morning at Rosehill Gardens regarding the barrier draw for Nature Strip when it drew the outside gate.
He's not the best of beginners. He can be half a length slow. So that gives us the option to just gradually find his stride. If you draw barrier one and you're half a length slow, especially in a race like the Everest, straight away someone will grab the fence and take your position, and that'll cause him to over-race if he's having to follow horses. So that'll allow Tim Clark to just to roll across gently. I would guess find the front, and that way he'll be in his own rhythm where he can just run his race without being fired up. And that's where we saw him win his Group 1 race last start, and similar in the autumn when he won the Galaxy. We let him find his own rhythm, and he seems so much more comfortable doing that. So obviously he'll have to be going at a pretty high speed to be able to cross an Everest field, but that'll certainly be the plan.
Yeah, he's very happy with the barrier draw for Nature Strip and thinks Nature Strip will lead. Yeah. But he said that, yeah, if you miss the jump from gate one, you can be pushed back, and all of a sudden you can find yourself in a little bit of trouble. But the favourites, Parada, Santa Ana Lane and Arcadia Queen, they all drew the inside. People are saying that it's not the best draw for a couple of these horses, TK. Thoughts?
I don't think it's a problem. I think they'll ride Parada a little bit closer. I think it's a perfect draw now for Nature Strip, and that makes it even a better draw for the other speed horses like a Red Zell and a Sunlight. But we'll get the opinion of an expert in Brad Davison. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Yeah, what did you make of the barrier draw?
Yeah, look, it's there's a lot of different opinions out there. I tend to agree that one and two probably not the greatest draws for Parada and Santa Ana Lane, particularly Santa, because Parada, I agree with you, could probably take up a spot a little bit closer, so maybe it's not as bad for him. But I think Santa's still going to be back there, and he's going to need luck. But I think he'll grab the back of Parada, so he'll be banking on Tommy Berry being able to get those splits, follow him through, and then be there at the end. I agree with you. I don't mind the draw for Nature Strip. As Chris Waller said, he can be that little bit slow away, but he'll come across and try to lead the field. Interesting to hear what Chris said there, that he'll, you know, they won't really bustle him. They'll let him get there. So that sort of says to me that, you know, they're either happy to lead or happy to sit outside. But if anything, probably not going to try those daring catch-if-you-can tactics, which we've seen him do in the past, and lead by, you know, four or five, which he hasn't done this preparation. But personally, I thought that was probably his best chance to win the race, because I don't think if he's held back to the field, I don't think he has the strength to win over 1,200 metres. But having said that, they've done that the last few times, and, you know, he was able to hold on at Mooney Valley last time out, albeit the fact that I didn't think the win was anywhere near as impressive as he was given credit for. You know, they were coming at him on the line, and there were some fair horses behind him, I think it's fair to say, and they were catching in that last little bit. So that does concern me. As in the speed horses drawn inside here, maybe, you know, it's always harder when you've got pressure from the outside. When you're a leader, you're somewhat dictated to. So Red Zelly, he might want to, you know, hold that spot inside. But if he sort of wants to go with Nature Strip, then he's somewhat dictated to by what Nature Strip does out wide. You're always sort of dictated to from the outside speed. So fascinating duel, but yeah, obviously Santa third. It's typical with these barrier draws these days. It's very, it's always, if you draw low, you're firm, and if you draw wide, you drift. Mm. And it's a very simplistic way of looking at it from the bookies, and often it's wrong. And we'll see how it plays out there on the weekend.
Yeah, all big races, you want your preparation to be perfect. A couple of the horses had their final gallops this morning.
Yeah, they did. Yes. And Arcadia Queen went around on the at Rose Hill, follow there, but some nice enough gallops and a lot of interest around Yes, in particular, about how, you know, this three-year-old's going to shape up against the older horses in the Everest. Three-year-olds have been running super time for some time. I know his rating is 96, it's a fair way below these, but he gets that 53 kilos, so he gets that weight allowance. And then Arcadia Queen, you know, she's drawn a nice gate for her, hasn't she, in gate three. should give her every possibility to sort of sit midfield there, tag the speed and really show her turn of foot late. So a fascinating race with many, many different angles, and we'll do our best to dissect it over the next few days and give the punters what we think is going to win the race.
Not quite as exciting today at Warwick Farm, but it'd be exciting if we can find a winner, Brad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Midweek racing there today. A couple for me. Race 3, number 1, High Shine, I thought would be hard to beat on resuming. There's been a couple of scratchings there, so it's into about $2. But look, has 60.5, but she had a real prep last 2 from 3. I like the way she's trialling up, and I thought she'd be hard to beat. I thought the best sort of one over the odds was race 7, number 2, in Vinciano, around the $4.40 mark. Put 1-2 straight before going out for a break last prep. Been trialling up well this time in, and I just think she might be the one with upside here. She can probably box seat from the low draw. I thought she'd be the strongest at the finish.
You're a good man. Race 3, number 1, High Shine, and race 7, number 2, in Vinciano. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.